Manufacturing doesn't look like it used to. Companies have been moving to robots and advanced technology to do a lot of the work. But that doesn't mean manufacturing jobs are going away altogether. The shift has called for a different kind of work, known as industrial maintenance. And as LEU reports, it's in high demand here in Georgia.
Watch your head. Hold on to that rail.
Technician Larry Slate guides me through the manufacturing floor at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery in Cartersville. We duck under a large metal machine and step onto a platform. Dark blue bottles move by so fast on a conveyor belt, I can barely make out their shapes.
The 50 bottles are coming in on the back side. It goes around this filler, which is running at 1,300 bottles a minute.
1,300 bottles of beer being filled per minute. And part of Slate's job as an electronic and instrumentation tech is to make sure to keep it that way. Everything here is controlled by a computer. He says they check the quality of the beers, the right pH level, temperatures.
And this machine right here is checking the fill levels. It actually tells you how many ounces of beer is in every bottle.
So if the machines are skimping on beer for some reason, Slate says he'll get an alarm and has to figure out what's wrong. Back at his workstation, he has a red toolbox the size of a dresser to help him with any possible scenario.
It's like a puzzle. When I get a call and something's broke, I like fixing puzzles. I like fixing things. And when I can't fix it, it just drives me nuts. And it just gets on me I have to work on it till I get it done.
And officials say Georgia could use a lot more puzzle solvers like Slate, specifically industrial maintenance technicians, people who can maintain and fix advanced machinery.
Simply put, these positions are underappreciated.
Ben Hames leads the workforce division at the Georgia Department of Economic Development. He says the state's seen a growth in manufacturing companies recently, but interest hasn't caught up. Right now, there are around 300 jobs that companies are trying to fill.
These really aren't the jobs of the past generation. These are jobs that require education, formal training, really require individuals to bring quite a bit to the table.
But he says it's a challenge to get people, young people, interested. He says people have this old-timey idea of manufacturing jobs as being really strenuous and low pay, carrying a greasy wrench.
And that's a challenge because you're trying to change cultural perceptions. These things build up over time and generations.
To help meet the demand, Governor Nathan Deal this year added industrial maintenance to a scholarship program available to technical college students. It pays tuition for students pursuing a certificate or diploma in industrial maintenance or 11 other high-demand industries.
Safety, everybody's safety glasses.
At Chattahoochee Technical College, instructor Joe Kazamian shows his students how to work on green electrical circuit boards.
Come on, guys, don't start doing anything until you put your safety glasses on.
Kazamian's been teaching here for 30 years. He says when he first started, you might have been able to learn on the job, but that technology, he says, has changed.
It's more advanced now compared to the old days. So to be able to work on a system like that, you must be educated. I mean, you cannot learn this field at the job and say, I'm going to learn everything there and be able to perform my task.
Student Joshua Williams is hoping he'll be able to learn enough to get a job at one of the manufacturing companies in his town, Cartersville. He recently quit pursuing a degree in pharmacy and took some time off to figure out what he wanted to do.
That's when I found this program, and it was a huge market for people, like, for a relatively short amount of college, and came over here. It fascinated me. I get to work with my hands, which I love.
William says he's pretty optimistic about job security long term.
Because no matter if you have 100% automation, you still need to make sure all the robots are working.
For now, companies are competing for students like Williams, and for him, he has high hopes for a job that pays well once he graduates in the fall. LEU WABE News.